The Man Whore Podcast is sponsored by Alt Playground. APG is more than just a place to find couples to swap with. Alt Playground is a lifestyle community for all non-monogamous and sexually adventurous people to connect and share. And you know I started a profile. Join me over at altplayground.net. That's altplayground.net. The Man Whore Podcast is sponsored by hotmovies.com. Try out some ethical, paid-for porn for free with none of those hidden fees or secret subscriptions when you sign up at hotmovies.com and use the promo code MANWHORE. Now let's get to the show.
Welcome to the Man Whore Podcast.
Shout out to all you fan whores and whoreheads, all the super sluts and vanilla vixens, to the prudes, the lewds, and even the demis too. This is Billy Presida, and you are listening to the Man Whore Podcast. Hey, what is up, people? I hope you're doing well today. It is another week. It is another episode of the show. I am here, your host, comedian Billy Presida, with a wonderful guest, fellow comedian, fellow podcaster, Jade Marcotte. And I'm super excited to share this episode with y'all in a little bit. But first, look, I started doing stand-up comedy when I was 19 in 2008, in October of 2008. I've been unfunny for like a very, very long time. And so I had a couple jokes in my act towards the beginning, where I would take like absurd lyrics and write jokes about them, right? I had a joke about that song Humans by Coldplay. It was simply like, they go like, are we human or are we dancers? Ugh, why are those the only options? If you didn't laugh at that joke, you're right. If you laughed at the joke, you're not wrong, but ridiculing song lyrics, rap lyrics is hack. Okay, it's hacky. It's been done. It's too easy. It's low-hanging fruit. Do better, be better, right? So that's like the beginning of my frustrations with Ben Shapiro's reaction to Cardi B's WAP. Ben Shapiro went quite viral last week trying to point out the absurdities of the lyrics of a rap song about female pleasure, right? Let's just hear some of this commentary for a moment.
Beat it up, N-word. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this P-word right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. And it gets significantly more vulgar. Like, a lot more vulgar. Talk your S-word, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that D-word. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass. Right, so this is what the feminist movement was all about. It's about wet ass P-word. But I will admit that when I first saw the lyrics to this song, my first concern is that these women are describing a serious gynecological condition. I mean, a bucket and a mop? There's something that is going on here that is not biologically normal. And by the way, this song is so unsexy that it frankly sounds like somebody describing what amounts to a serious condition that requires the care of a doctor.
I mean, no, the condition of being really horny requires the attention of like a loving, caring, competent sexual partner.
There's water pouring out the front doors of this place. And that ain't water, guys. I mean, that's what I'm being told. That ain't water. So the medical diagnosis, here was her differential. Her differential diagnosis, my wife, the doctor, was either these women are suffering from bacterial vaginosis or a yeast infection, or my wife suggested most probably they are suffering from trichomonas.
Again, taking rap lyrics literally, it's so hack. Look, I just find this disingenuous because like male rappers have been rapping about this stuff for decades. I don't know if anyone remembers that, you know, there has been sweat dripping down balls. We've had songs about getting some head. But yeah, you know, Ben Shapiro, yeah, you know, he thinks he's being sarcastic. But yes, this actually is what feminism was fighting for. for female rappers to be able to talk about their explicit sex acts. And for those, I just find this opinion that WAP is some sort of like anti-feminist or vulgar song. I mean, it's just such an unfuckable opinion. That's what I do. I'm trying to not even tell people, like conservatives and all that bullshit, I'm trying not to even tell them that they've got the wrong opinion. I'm just trying to let them know that is a highly unfuckable opinion to think that WAP is vulgar because we're talking about wet ass pussies. But then again, Ben Shapiro doesn't know anything about wet ass pussies because he's not been around wet ass pussies, because even he will admit in such a brilliant self-owning fashion that he has never made his wife have a wet ass pussy. And if he's had previous girlfriends and or lovers, I'd be willing to wager that they have not had wet ass pussies either. Ben Shapiro really is only familiar with the DAVs, the dry ass vaginas. That's all he seems to know about over there. He tweeted out when we were all making fun of him for being bad in bed. He said, "Well, you know how much this endless parade of jokes about me and my wife bothers me? Not one bit. My wife and I both know there are much more important things in a marriage than sexual satisfaction." Oh, whoa. Well, there you have it, everybody. Ben Shapiro admitting that he is not good in bed and he doesn't think it's important to be good in bed. But hey, you know what? Maybe he's asexual. Maybe Ben Shapiro and his wife are asexual, meaning that sex in their marriage is not really important, which is totally valid and fair and fine. And that would be okay if Ben Shapiro came out and was like, "Look, you're all making fun of like what our sex life is like. But to be honest, like, me and my wife are asexual, or I am asexual, and we are in a consensually sexless marriage, or she's off fucking whoever she gets to fuck. And gosh, I really hope that she does." But yeah, what if they're asexual? That would be okay. And we maybe shouldn't make fun of him for it if Ben would just come out and say it. But maybe Ben is a little too scared to come out with something like that for fear of facing any sex-based discrimination like the queers have for forever. Something to think about over there while he's dealing with his wife's DAV. Ugh. Before that, we get to this week's guest, Jade Marcotte, let's do the fan whore appreciation moment real quick. Okay. This is the part of the podcast where I like to give a shout out to some of the members of my fan whore community on Patreon. My members, these are the real MVPs. You keep the lights on in my home, you keep the Wi-Fi going strong, and you keep condoms on my cock, and I'm very appreciative for it. So right now I want to give a shout out to Gavin Owens. What a name. Kind of sounds like a progressive Southern lawyer. You know, just be like, "I say to you, I am Gavin Owens, public defender, and I am here to defend my non-binary sex worker client, Xanadu, because Xanadu has a right to do with their body anything that they want." I mean they as a singular pronoun. I know you may not be on the Tumblr blogs that I am on, but I will respect the dignity of my client by using their preferred pronouns and respecting their right to do with their body and make money with their body how they please. Now, I would like y'all to overlook the fact that they are a socialist. I know. Okay, I'm not going to carry on that improvisation any longer because I'm not sure if there's going to be a payoff at the end. But hey, Gavin, I like to think that you're doing the good work. And thank you for making part of that work supporting me. What's up? And I want to give a big old shout out to Julia. Oh, Julia. The Peep Show is just loving those pierced nips and colored hair. And it was so much fun chatting with you at the Monthly Man Whore Munch Sex Toy Show and Tell. Thank you so much for being such a fun fucking member. We're so happy to have you. And you too can become a member for as little as $2. And most importantly, it keeps this independent podcaster going. So become a member today at patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. And now for this week's guest, Jade Erin Marcotte, fellow stand-up comedian, fellow podcaster, host of the I'm Hot, Right? podcast. Yeah, that's the title. I had a weird day that day, so I kind of brought some weird energy into the episode, a little bit of awkward energy, to be honest. You might not be able to tell because I ended up being able to clip out most of my being awkward, most of the weirdness. I was able to edit out into a very special Billy is an awkward fuck cutting room floor bonus episode that's going to come out tomorrow for all of my $5 and up Patreon members. But like towards the end of the episode, when you hear me mention awkward energy, weird energy, that's what we're talking about, the stuff you didn't hear. And this is me with Jade Erin Marcotte.
Dope trying to get levels, and I'm like, I'm missing hot stuff already.
you're missing topics about my uterus.
Yeah, I love talking about uteruses.
Uteri. Is that the plural? I don't know what the plural is.
I don't know. Look, men do not typically enjoy talking about uteruses or uteri. So, I don't think we learned the plural form yet.
Neither did I. To be honest with you, I've just been like saying like I got surgery on my pussy, and it's not correct.
But I think that's a nice way to shut up a conversation. Be like, yeah. What'd you get surgery on? My pussy. Oh, I have nothing else to add.
Oh my God. Yes. Because like I had this guy the other day. He like DM'd me and he was like, oh, life isn't that bad. I had a broken rib and someone dumped me. And I was like, I had cervical cancer. Fuck off.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah. Tumor up there that got.
It's funny. I was like, what is the plural? I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to vote on uteruses unless you know the plural of it. Right? Like, wouldn't that be a nice like litmus test?
I don't know the plural either. Oh, you don't? I guess I can't vote on them.
Is everything recovering okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I've been out here fucking, so we're good. We're back.
When did you get diagnosed?
Well, like, honestly, it was 2 years ago, mm-hmm. but I didn't have like health insurance or paid time off. So I was like, I'm not going to get like a $30,000 surgery. Mm. I'd rather just die than be in debt. Like,
it's 30 grand?
Do you have COVID? Why are you coughing?
No, I've had the same cough since junior year of high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, like, I'm just actually dying in a very slow format. I don't have
COVID. You're freaking me out. Yeah,
sorry. Trust me, editing this podcast is a fucking, is a disaster because I'm always having to clip out my coughs for 6 years. So
it's, yeah, no, I feel you. Wait, are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I should say I'm here right now. Do I do the full name? I prepared for full name by putting brackets in case I took it out.
You can just do Jade Marcotte. I think that's what people call me.
All right. Well, I'm here with a comedian and fellow podcaster, Jade Marcotte.
Hi. Yeah.
Sorry, you were saying about your uterus.
My uterus. Honestly, I don't know the amount, and I was like too lazy to look it up, but not having health insurance, I knew it would be a lot. Even though I do have health insurance, my anesthesiologist, like that bill alone was like $7,000. So I'm fighting with the insurance company. It's not fun, but you know, I'm able to fuck again. So I'm happy.
I mean, I'm very pleased for you and your pussy.
Though. Yeah. You know, yeah. Right. It's all good.
What made you even, did you go in because you had like some sort of symptoms? I've never had a uterus, so I don't know like what the deal is, but or did you just go in one day and like you got very surprised?
Well, I think like, going to like a gynecologist is always like a shitty fucking experience. And I had this gynecologist in Clinton Hill. She was the devil, the absolute devil. She was like a black woman, which I was so excited about as a black woman. I was like, this is the first black doctor. Fuck out of here. I was like, this is the first black doctor that gets to touch me. Like, she'll be nice. She'll be understanding. First of all, she was like, let those tits out so I could touch them. Pretty much is what she said, because she had to do a breast exam. And I was like, whoa, okay. And then as she was examining my vagina for my pap smear, she was just like, does this hurt? And just like was ramming her fingers in there very violently. It's like a violent ram.
It feel like high school again?
Kind of, actually. I did get fingered a lot violently in high school. Didn't everyone? Maybe well, not right,
yeah, because we, you know, no one knew how to do it.
Yeah. It's only recently that I've like slept with people that know how to finger. Is that weird?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. I think it depends on like what circles you run in.
No, I mean, I think just men are bad at sex. Also,
men and this gynecologist.
Men, this gynecologist. Also, I had problems in my uterus. Like, I had a tumor, so everything was painful.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, even if someone would try to finger me and it, like, would have felt good normally, I'd be like, that fucking hurts.
And is that after you already knew you had a tumor?
No, before.
So it's you been, went in being like, been, hey, fingering hurts a lot more than it should.
No, I didn't even go in saying that because as a woman, we're not really taught that, like, if things feel bad, it might not be because you are bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your first assumption is just like, there's something wrong with me. You know what I mean? Instead of being like, oh, there might be something medically wrong with me. You know, I go to a gynecologist a lot. I get tested a lot. Mm. So this has never come up, you know? But yeah, everything's good now.
All right.
Everything's good.
What's it feel like to get told, like, hey, you've got uterine, was it uterine cancer?
Yeah, it was not fun.
I mean, I would imagine it's not fun, but you know.
She sent me an email and I was like, dude, what is this? And she was just like, just reply to the email. I'm not taking calls about it. So
that's fucking terrifying.
She was the worst doctor ever. She also sent me the wrong results at first, saying that I had genital herpes. And so then I was like, what? I have genital herpes? She's like, wait, no, you have cancer.
And you're like, no, give me back the herpes. Give me back the herpes.
Give me back the herpes. It's so, there's a stigma, but it's not that bad. You know what I mean?
The whole like, because I know they do it for like privacy reasons and all that, but like when they call, they always tell you in there when I go get like an STD test, they say, we're only gonna call if there's a problem.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get an email. Yeah. Cool. I always get a phone call, and it's always to say you're good. And they always
take
And they take the longest time to say it.
That's and
I'm like,
so mean.
Ugh. And every time I say, like, hey, can you guys like fucking not?
What do they say on the phone? Are they just like, hi,
we're coming. We're calling from that office, from the medical office. We have your test results. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because they say we'll only call if it's bad.
Yes.
And just, you know, we wanted to let you know. I hope. Are you sitting down? Okay, because you should be sitting down. You tested
negative.
Negative.
That's really mean.
Yeah.
That's really mean. Yeah, no. This doctor was so mean. She's since been removed from ZocDoc because everyone was like, she triggered my PTSD. And I was like, me too.
Yeah, she said, whip my tits out. Like, what?
Take them out. She didn't say tits. She was like, take them out. And I was like, take what out? Like, stop.
I think worse than that, the worst experience I had at a doctor's office was like, go in just for like a routine, whatever. I don't even know what. But the nurse is taking me to do the vitals.
Yeah.
And so like recovering ED over here. So I always get on the scale backwards and I say, hey, can you not?
Oh, I thought you meant recovering erectile dysfunction. And I was like, well,
I mean, okay. I know what my face looks like, but you know. <it's> And so I always say like, hey, can you just not say it out loud? And the nurse usually is a normal human and says, sure, of course.
Right.
But I did it once and the nurse fucking laughed.
Oh no.
And she's like, sure, I guess.
She's like, you're a man, it doesn't matter.
And I'm like, oh, fuck you with all the knives. Yeah. What? That was probably my worst, which pales in comparison to like probably every time you go in.
No, I hate. Well, I've had some okay doctors. I've had some mean ones, but you know, it's all good.
What do they teach you, like women when you have to go start? Because when you start go to a gynecologist, like 13, 14, something like that?
I think so, but I was raised really Christian.
Oh.
Like super Christian. So I didn't get, I think it's called like Gardasil.
Yeah,
for HPV.
The vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine. I didn't get that until like after I'd had sex with several people. Mm. And I like told my mom and she was like, yeah, you should do that, I think, maybe. So like I was like 16 or something.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Vermont.
Is it super Christian up in Vermont? Or did you just happen to?
No, I don't know. It's like it's very Christian, but I wouldn't say that most people go to church. They're just like redneck Christians.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But I went to like Catholic school.
So like sex ed was non-existent.
Oh my God. My sex ed was taught by an ex-nun who would be like, she would just shout at me and she'd be like, with that body, you're definitely going to get pregnant. And
how old?
Like I was like when I was 10, because I had giant tits at 10.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Fuck.
And so she'd be like, you're so going to get pregnant. And I'd be like, who's getting me pregnant?
What even... is pregnant? I'm 10.
She wouldn't allow me to jump rope. She's like, everyone's going to get too horny with that. Stop it. You know, so that was my sex ed. She talked a lot about child trafficking, sex trafficking with children. Mm-hmm. So I just was like constantly like in fear that a man was going to kidnap me. But that's all I learned is right. that they want to kidnap and rape me.
You have this fun podcast called I'm Hot, right?
Yeah.
Now, how have you settled on the inflection that you've decided to use? I remember, I think in your teaser, you were like, I don't know how I want to say it.
Well, because whenever people say it, they always say it weird mm-hmm. because it's a weird thing to say. I'm hot, right? Like, I don't know. I'm yeah. hot, right? I don't know. It changes every hour.
Well, it was an I really I connected with because I'm always trying to be like, I'm hot, right? And
yeah, like it's well, I started a podcast just because it's weird finding that like some people find me like unbelievably hot. Like I've had like sugar daddies that have like paid for a lot of shit in my life. And like at this point in my life, I really only date millionaires and really like successful people. But of course, I like constantly put myself out there like romantically mm-hmm. to other people and I get rejected all the time. All the fucking time.
So are you on the sugar sites and you're crushing it, but Tinder is a rough go?
No, I don't usually use sugar sites.
How do you find your...
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like to tell people my secrets, but...
Because my secret for having a sugar mama was just have a podcast and one will reach out to you. But yeah. I imagine you had a better, more efficient process.
There's not an efficient process. It's all a process to find someone who is wealthy and won't treat you like shit is mm-hmm. very hard. But yeah, you just go on dating apps and like find someone with like a job title that seems like they're wealthy or maybe even no job title because if they don't then they have family money,
right?
You know, figure out like if they own their home, if
these are like really subtle as hints but like very valuable.
Yeah, no, like you can tell if someone's wealthy, what their idea of fun is, if they travel a lot. If
where do they travel? Because like when I travel, it's to like Chicago.
No, that's not traveling.
But like they go to Belize and you're like, that's,
you know, because I used to talk to this guy who, well, I still talk to him occasionally, but his family is worth like, I don't know, a lot of money. It doesn't matter. But he owns like a $21 million condo in the city, right? So before when we were talking, he was like, yeah, you know, I don't really work. I get degrees at NYU just for fun and to keep busy. And he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to get a bartending job just to like connect with people. And for, you know, whenever I need to like relax, I just go to Thailand. So you can just tell, obviously, that's a wealthy ass person.
Does he know they do happy ending massages here too?
Probably
like they don't
not.
He doesn't have to get on a plane.
Probably not.
They're
for
here.
Him, he has to. He needs the real shit.
So you're on dating sites and you kind of target in that way?
Kind of. I mean, like, I don't think of it like a malicious like targeting, like I'm looking for something. But like a guy is looking for someone that he finds attractive. Mm-hmm. That's a quality, a trait that I personally find attractive. Stability is great. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's yeah. very interesting. But so yeah. the rich guys, you're fine.
Uh-huh.
But like the broke ass Brooklyn boys, they're swiping left type of thing.
They're swiping left on me?
Well, that's what I was asking. You said you were seeing, you were doing great with the millionaires, but then you don't do well with like dudes who are on unemployment.
Well, no, I think it's like, you know, if I'm dating someone that is broke, because it has happened, where I'll meet someone and we just connect despite their lack of income, sometimes it goes poorly. And obviously, I'm not married to a millionaire or a billionaire. Mm-hmm. I'm open to billionaires. So that's not going great either. So I get rejected all the time. But, you know, it happens everywhere.
And does that like take any sort of toll on your self-esteem?
Self-esteem? No, I have great self-esteem. I have great self-esteem. Because it's like getting rejected, I guess, to me, and what I mean by that is I want a monogamous relationship and I want to settle down. So when I'm saying getting rejected, I'm not saying like sexually, like they won't fuck me or they won't date me. I just mean they're not gonna like marry me and like settle down, you know what I mean?
Okay, I wasn't sure like how much the title of the podcast was like a reflection on like how you actually felt about
how I look.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I think I definitely go through times where I feel insecure.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Right.
Doesn't everyone?
I mean, is that why you, like, started the podcast?
So, yeah, the podcast was just, like, kind of, like, confusion about why some people find me, like, really attractive and some people don't. You know? Answer is racism, but that was too simple to put in.
It's like that's a 2-episode miniseries.
Yeah, that would just be like, why don't some people find me attractive? Because some people don't like to fuck black people at all, you know? But yeah, that's like the podcast. I talk to people, I interview people about like it, like what they've experienced with that. So yeah, it's fun sometimes.
Okay. It's funny because like I thought like, oh, like her podcast is kind of like my OnlyFans. Like we started them just to understand like, why do you guys think this is good? Like why?
What is on your OnlyFans?
This.
Are you, but like what are you doing on it?
Fucking? You know, not yet. I'm doing a slow build. But yeah, I mean, I'm doing what they do on OnlyFans. Like, basically, I started because, like, I like getting attention from strangers.
Yeah.
And sometimes, on rare occasions, I have a really cute pic. And Instagram would take them down if, like, I was shirtless a lot.
Why?
I think they think I'm a woman. I think the bot thinks that these are, like, female nipples.
Oh, my God.
Which is a new, like, you know, weight loss goal for me. I don't know. It's, like, truly, because they would take down, like, my hottest photos if my face isn't in it and just my nipples are in it.
What?
Then they like they would take it down. That's they would a think it's rude. Nudity. Very.
That's a little. I mean, whatever. I don't know how you feel, but I hate it. That it sounds
hurt my
rude.
Feelings.
That's rude.
It hurt a lot.
Yeah, Instagram takes away a lot of like my photos. If you do go to my Instagram, like I don't post anything near nude. I don't even post like sexy shit. But it'll be like me in a tank top, and they'll take it down. I had like this picture of me, in like a full-on dress, full dress. And I was like turned to the side a little bit and Bumble banned me for it. And then I like got my account back after like emailing them and like talking to them. And then I posted a picture of me on a beach and then they banned me for being too sexual because I was wearing a bikini. So I hate. Who's monitoring these things?
Sadly, a fucking robot. I mean,
is it?
Well, so you're actually going to be interviewing my girlfriend soon for your podcast.
Yeah.
And so then I learned in like when I started dating her, I didn't realize that like there were bots that just detect skin. And one of the reasons she used to get a lot of photos taken down was because
she has a lot of skin.
Right. In the same bikini as the chick we saw upstairs, but you know, there's just more skin showing on her because she has more skin. So they think, oh, this must be nudity.
Right.
And since there's not enough people like reviewing the shit, they just take it down. And I think that may have been part of what happened.
So they see my like huge tits and they're like, oh, this is like 5 times the tits of a normal person. So take it down.
I mean, honestly, like if you have more cleavage, like you could be wearing the same tank top. But if you just happen to have more cleavage, they think, oh, that must be enough skin that it's a full boob.
Right. Yeah. Cause I have a lot of friends who are like into fetish scenes and other stuff, but they're like thinner and they will post like pictures of them in like, yeah, like fetish outfits.
They could,
with like a whip.
You could wear the same outfit and like yours just. Might get taken down is more likely to get taken down, which is bullshit, and I'm sure something you'll talk about with Megan plenty tomorrow. But I started like a OnlyFans support because I just wanted a place where I could put those like kind of thoughty photos. get the likes and get comments, people say I'm hot, maybe get some tips, and then I have some stuff that like, you know, you can unlock and it's nudity, but I used to webcam, so like I'm not squeamish about that.
So
I don't know, it's a nice place where I can be like, it's literally just an OnlyFans that is like, hey, am I hot? Please validate me. I need this.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's important. I was going to start an OnlyFans, but the thing is I don't need to, Like, sorry. Yeah.
No,
I'm
it's
not,
okay.
I don't mean that. Like, but I'm not saying because I think I'm like super hot. I mean, like financially, I don't really need to at this point.
You're not one of the many comedians who started the COVID fans.
No, I'm not. I don't need you. And like, you know, I have a job, whatever. But like,
job, you're gonna have this rich guy that you marry.
I'm dating rich men. Like, I had. Instead of like this guy like offered to buy me shoes yesterday and I was like, give me some money to invest. So I'm like doing it well. I've grown my hoe ways.
That is smart hoe right there.
Smart hoe. So like the my thing is if I get on OnlyFans, it's like it's gonna be dry as hell. It's gonna be like you can see some tits.
I mean that's
but
okay.
Pay me $50 because like that's what I would. That's what I make going to lunch with someone. So why would I like?
Yeah. Well, ultimately, it should always be what like it's not the market. Like, oh, it's not like tits foes are this much. It's like how much does it take for you to show your tits?
Yeah.
How much does it take? How much will it take for me to show this thing? Like, it's
just some people are more comfortable with it and love that so much. Mm-hmm. And for me, just like financially, it's like I can. People DM me all the time asking for nudes, and if I can sell a photo of my tits for $100, why am I going on OnlyFans and charging less? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh yeah, no one should. I mean, some dude today I block. I did my first block, and I was really happy about
on
it.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans block? Why?
Because he was trying to be like, well, like you're no porn star, and I'm like, one, rude. Also,
was he like messaging you like charge less so I could get in?
Well, he was trying to be like, well, what would it take?
Oh, no.
He wanted a custom of just me inserting a particular toy that he saw a picture of. And he was like, how much would it take to like get a video of you using that toy? And I was like, this is how many minutes? And he said, like a 5-minute video. So, okay, this much money. And then he's
how much was it? Tell me. Come on.
I'm going to beep it. $1. Whatever.
Why are you beeping it? People need to know.
I don't know, because what if I want to charge more at some point?
Yeah, that's true. That's fucking true.
Do you ever hear that Hannibal bit where like the college paper like quoted his price for the college and he's like, why are you blowing up my spot like that? Maybe one day I'm going to get bigger. I want to charge more.
True.
So he's trying to be like, well, you know, like, oh no, sometimes they're not good and it's not worth the money. Like I paid for this guy's thing wasn't good. He shot on his phone. This guy charged $10 and it was amazing. I tipped him $20.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey man, like you're being rude. Okay, and he's like, I'm thinking being rude. I'm being honest, are you a porn star?
Like, being honest.
I'm like, aww. I may not be a porn star, but like, you are blocked.
Wow.
And allegedly, he listens to the show. So, like, at PornKings XXX, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, men are not fun. I don't want to enjoy any of them. I really, you know, I'm not like romantic towards women in any sense. Just sexually attracted to them, which. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would date a woman. I'm just, it's when I think of like who I want to be partnered with, it's usually men, but I dislike them so much. There's just like so many people, men, we'll say men, who just don't want to understand. I mean, it's just so far from their perspective. And I get it. Like, it's nice to like not think about things. No, it is. It's real nice to not like have to worry about misogyny. It's real nice. It's real nice to not worry about like racism. So I get why, because I've only kind of exclusively dated white men because they have money. but no, fuck though. Racism.
I'm just glad like you're slowly coming back up to my level.
No, I mean like I've only exclusively dated white men, and so our perspectives on life are so different. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard for them to hear how rough my day is all the fucking time. I get it. It's really hard. It is. I get it. I understand why they don't want to hear about it, but fuck them. I don't like them.
and so like, how do you navigate all of that, which is just like dealing with men and then dealing with the entitlement that can come with rich men?
I don't know. It's hard because, you know, I'm from Vermont. My family's white. So like I'm adopted. Mm. I didn't just come out this way. So it's like, hard to like, I'm just used to it, I guess. Mm. I'm super used to it. Like my family is a little bit wealthy. They all are white, obviously. I have three older brothers who are all wealthy white men. So I'm super comfortable with that type of dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I'm not fucking my brothers, but like, well, not obviously, but I'm saying I'm not.
I'm not here to judge. I mean, look, Tracy McClendon was here 2 days ago and was like, we're a horny family. So,
aw, that's cute.
I'm not here to judge anything.
Wait, can I like go on a tangent?
Please.
Because this happened to me a few years ago and I haven't stopped thinking about it. This guy I was talking to, he was white, of course. He was like, hey, can I take you to dinner? And I was like, oh my God, I would love that. And then he was like, my brother's in town. And I was like, oh, okay. That's like, what does that mean? Do you want to hang out with him instead? And he was like, oh, we can both go to dinner. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. So we did end up getting a drink, and then he was like, oh wait, my brother is gonna come. And I was like, what is with your obsession with your brother? I don't know why you're obsessed with your fucking brother. And he's like, you know what, we just like to hook up with like women together. They were twins, by the way. Of course they were fucking,
it's always twins.
And then he got so pissed at me because, like, you know, I acted like I was totally cool with this. And, you know, for the most part, I'm pretty open-minded. I would not fuck twin brothers. I wouldn't fuck any twins. That's a little weird.
I was going to ask, would you fuck them separately?
Yeah, sure. Maybe. Right. Maybe. But I wouldn't fuck them together. And he, like, I acted, like, really open-minded about it. And then they were like, then he finally admitted that sometimes they hook up, like, one, like, just the two of them. And he was like, it's not incestuous if he sucks my dick. And so we were at this bar and I like, because at this point I was wasted. This was like when I was like having fun and drinking and being cool. And so I was just like yelling at him at this bar. And I was like, you are an incest person. You're an incest person.
What's the bar looking at you like?
I don't think that anyone was happy with me screaming this.
Turn off the jukebox. Let's listen.
There were a couple of people who were very interested, of course. But he like was like so set. He's like, it's not incest. And I was like, well, what the fuck is your definition of incest? He's like, when it goes in your asshole. And I'm like, no, if it's in your mouth, it's incest. So
That is incredible.
It was horrifying.
So I assume you did not sleep with them.
No, I didn't sleep with either one. He was so furious that I accused him of incest. But like, it's like that's incest.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that's how, you know, look, his dad raised him to like, no, this is an incest, son. It's, you know, it's not going in your butt. It's not.
As long as it's not in your asshole, it's not incest, but.
It's incredible.
It was horrifying. And yeah. Anyway, I don't fuck my brother. That's where I'm going back.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad the record I will write does not fuck brother.
Does okay. not. Anyway, I'm very comfortable with white dudes.
Oh.
Wealthy ones.
Yeah.
Very comfortable. You know, but like my problem is I only want to date like people who are like outrageously hot at this point too.
I did hear this on the Maddie episode and I almost took a front because you were like, not even fluffy dudes, and I just went like, oh man, am I
no you're beautiful. I love it.
Hold on. I'm hot, right?
But you're not wealthy, so not that hot.
Far from it. We are literally in a basement.
Yeah. I was like, I like texted some guy earlier and he was like, where are you going? And I was like, I think to a podcast recording studio. And he's like, what's the name? Maybe I've like heard of it. And I was like, I think it's just a basement in this guy's house. And it's literally your bedroom. So I love it.
Oh, sorry. couldn't build out the podcast studio just yet.
Yeah, but you're working on it. That's all that matters. Every day I wake up and I'm just like, I'm a virgin. I haven't been touched in months. And then when I sit down and think about it, I'm like, I've been having so much sex. I go on dates all the time.
During all this?
Should I say?
I'm not here to. No? I'm not here to.
not really right now. Of course, like I've been pretty responsible, but just like in general in my life, mm-hmm. I usually like think of my like I probably went on like 300 dates in like the first few years of living in New York.
Okay.
I was just like dating. And then if it would be like 3 days, I'd be like, oh my God, when is the last time I had sex or like saw someone? This is crazy. I don't know.
It's a very fun measurement of like kind of like what level of hoe a person is, because yeah. you go like, someone will say, I haven't had sex in forever. And someone else will go like, oh, me too. And then how long? But oh, it's been like 9 months. And then there are people like, oh, like I meant like 9 days.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was, you know, when you sometimes like sit down, do you ever do this? Like sit down and count like how many people you've had sex with?
Yeah.
Try to.
I mean, I have a little thing.
You have
notes.
A tracker? You like think about them?
Well, no, I don't think. Ooh. I don't like a tracker. I have like a list. I don't know. Like
that's weird. I don't like
that. Is that
it.
Weird? I feel I'm not the only one. This one I know I'm not the only one. You don't
I
have
know
a list?
No, you're not the only one. No, I just forget them. Like,
I think I would have stopped a while ago. But so the premise of the podcast was originally, and still sometimes partakes in, I used to talk to women I'd hooked up with about sexting and why Ooh. We didn't work out. So like it used to. At one point, I probably would have stopped, but I kept it going because I'm like, well, now this is more like a potential guest list.
Got it. Okay. That's a little bit less creepy, right. So that's okay. No, I just like literally forget.
Yeah.
But like it's hard in New York.
Well, have you come across people you've slept with and you didn't realize you slept with them
no.
and then they like reminded you?
No, never that level.
Okay.
Never. But, oh, never mind. I take it back. Yes. You know what happened the other day?
The other day?
By the other day, I mean like
Oh, like a comedian's ago. Other day.
Yeah,
okay.
Months ago.
In comedian speak, another
maybe
day.
Maybe a year ago. It was months ago. So the first night I moved here, I'd hooked up with someone and he was a complete fucking asshole. We had terrible sex. It like we had gone on this date and it was really sweet. We had, and then I was like, you know what? Maybe this can be a thing, you know, because I'm an idiot and a hopeless romantic. So then we hooked up, and then after he was like, yeah, get out. And I was like, okay, cool. Left, never heard from him again. And so then like months ago, I don't know when, this guy, like we mashed, we were talking, and he was just like, hey, what's your Venmo? And I was like, he knows the way to my fucking heart. And then he like Venmoed me $50. And I was like, fuck, yes. And then I was like, what was that for? Just because I'm pretty? And he was like, no, this is for the plan B. Remember when we hooked up?
Oh,
and I was like, dude, no, I blocked this out. But at the same time, I know I was lying because I've never taken plan B.
So you just got $50.
Yeah. I think I like might have texted him and been like, I had to take plan B because I wanted cash at the time. So
is that a thing women do?
That's what I do. I don't know.
I know
what
women
other
sometimes will
do.
Take on dates just to get dinner. I'm aware of that, but like,
well, I'm a scumbag, so I don't know.
Oh, dude, have you done anything higher than $50 for plan B?
Then what do you mean?
Well, like when you say like
scammed
yeah,
them out of cash?
Yeah. I'm not here to judge. I feel like
probably,
we deserve it.
Probably. I mean, like everything I do is a scam, you know. It's hard. It's hard out here because for a broke hoe, not so broke anymore doing this. But yeah, at the time, I've never taken plan B. So I know that that was a lie. But, you know, he gave me $50. I was really happy.
Fantastic. So what was the last serious relationship? Was it like a sugar daddy thing?
No. So like I will date regular, normal people sometimes. I
just the way you refer to them, like, I guess I'll date you broke normies once
you know,
in a while.
They're normal people. They're down to earth. They're humble. No, like my last serious relationship was a year and a half. And that was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And he worked at a college and he was lovely. He's great.
Why'd that one end?
I just don't think like we were like sexually into each other, which is like the biggest part of a relationship. Not the biggest, but right. A big part.
I mean, was it the type of thing where like it kind of waned or like from the beginning you were just always like, oh, maybe this will click eventually.
Oh, this will click eventually.
And it just never did.
It just never did. It's rare for me to meet someone that I'm like, they're a genuinely good person and I feel like a better person being with them. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that with him. So yeah, I mean, we're still like best friends. Yeah. Absolute best friends. We talk all day long. So glad I kept them in my life. But yeah, sexually, no, fuck no.
So you had a lot of patience for trying to make that part of it work.
I don't even think I tried.
Didn't? You just didn't care?
I cared, but like at the same time, I was just like, it's nice to like have a break from like being a hoe and like give my pussy a break, one, and two, like I've just like dated so much and been sexualized so much. It's nice to like date someone and like feel like you actually appreciate me. Mm-hmm. So honestly, it was the best, but you know, it did have to end.
And then when was the last time you had like one of the sugar daddies?
Like sugar or Splenda?
I guess. What's the difference?
Splenda is like a couple $100. Mm. Sugar is like pay off my college debt.
Okay, and couple, you're talking like monthly or like per date?
It depends.
I don't know.
I mean, because like I'm not like a, so I don't like hold that title of like official sugar baby. I don't like refer to myself as that.
But you just prefer to date wealthier people. Yes. Because with that territory comes
it's just all easier. These other things.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Okay.
You know, when's the last time I dated someone like sugar or Splenda? Which was the question?
Let's do sugar.
Sugar? A year ago.
Yeah.
Like sugar.
And you met that sugar one from like online?
Bumble.
Yeah. Was it a no profession or was it one of those CEOs?
He was like real fucking bold about what he did. And he was like director of this movie. Like.
That's been my ringtone since I first got a cell phone when I was 13.
Oh, no.
I feel like I nailed it the first try, and that's why it's never changed.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And you're just like, oh, no.
Wait, where were we?
I'm sorry. You were ragging on my ringtone. What's your ringtone that's so...
My ringtone is just like vibrate. Like a normal person.
I mean, I think we've established, like, I'm far from a normal person. We were sitting under an autographed poster of Susan Sarandon.
That's really sweet.
I mean, it's covered in porn star.
Oh, okay. So I don't know how I feel. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not, like, not sweet. Porn stars can be very sweet, I'm sure.
Wait, so sugar, Bumble. What was the deal?
What, like?
Like, y'all don't have a conversation of, like, this is a sugar baby thing.
No. Absolutely not, because I'm not like when I say that I'm not a sugar baby, I mean like I'm not on like a sugar baby website. I don't do like cash allowances or like allowances. I don't date people just for money. Mm. I date people in just like a quality of like a man wanting to date someone because they're hot, which most men date based off of someone being attractive. Mm-hmm. And then the qualities are below that. For me, that's one of the top on the list, but it's not the only thing.
So like what other qualities did this guy have besides being stupid rich?
He worked in comedy, so we had a lot to talk about.
So Sebastian? Okay, go on.
Well, no, he worked in comedy. He was like, worked in film, so we had a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. We had a lot in common personality wise, you know. I'm kind of like a sick fuck, so like we got along really well.
Okay.
We got along. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then are you like trying to date now during all this? Like are you
a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
I'm not judging. I am also like I have a Tinder message I'm supposed to respond to after this is over. So it's a safe place to.
No, you can judge. I don't give a shit. It's but new. I'm not like I don't know. I'm not trying anymore. Mm-hmm. I've given up. Men are very annoying to me.
Well, I mean, then what about women?
They're not wealthy. I'm not saying.
Yo, wealthy, hot, queer women listening, shoot me an email. Please
hit me up. But you know,
let's make connections.
Sexism and racism has unfortunately stacked it against a lot of people. Mm. You know what I mean? And so for the most part, I do end up dating wealthy white men. That's just.
If you had your druthers about it, if you could like build the partner that you want.
I'd probably date a black man. Mm-hmm. I'd date a bisexual black man.
Wealthy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. He would be wealthy. A bisexual billionaire black man. That's That's what I would do.
You're into watching dudes with dudes?
No.
No?
Not especially.
So then why would you want them to be bisexual?
I just think that they're men that are not straight are more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Not just sexually, but we have something more in common. You know, and I don't have like a preference between like cis or not cis or trans. But yeah, I would date pretty much anyone. But for some reason, I'm into men. I don't know. I hate it about myself.
Well, when did you like growing up super like all mm-hmm. Christian? Like when did you start realizing like, ooh, girls are pretty?
I don't know. Yeah? I came out to my mom when I was like 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gay, and I wasn't. And she was very upset about it. But I don't know. I don't know when I only came out as bisexual semi-recently, and I'm a little bit like hesitant to give myself that label because I'm open to dating women, but like not as open and attracted as I am to dating men. Mm-hmm. So yeah, bi, but kind of.
I mean, do you get any backlash from like the, you know, the lesbians or the, you know, for like not being with enough women or something like that? Do you ever face that?
No, not really. I mean, I don't really like being like, I think I present as straight, as like, especially like my whole brand is like, hey, I'm sucking rich white dick. Like that's my whole brand. You know what I mean? So I don't think a lot of people like think of me as bisexual or brand me in that way. So I don't really like deal with that. But if I started to talk about it more, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was that transition to like think like tell mom like mom I'm gay to like I think I'm bisexual or like I'm, you know, what was the transition for that?
Well, I don't like transition as in like talking to my parents about it.
Oh,
or
no,
transition
no, like
internally.
You, yeah.
Well, so yeah, for a while I was like, yeah, I'm gay. But I definitely wasn't. I just got like so horny for men for a long time. So fucking horny, so horny. But yeah, I think that there are a lot of qualities and like just women are just fucking stunning.
Right.
Women are stunning. It's weird to me that there are people who are not attracted to women.
Right.
How can you not? They're stunning. But I think it's been a while, but I think it's difficult as a bisexual woman. Just there's so much like being online, being very active online. There's so many people that are like, you're not a real bisexual, you know, not to me in particular, but you just see that everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but yeah, I'm out now.
and now you're just asking guests. So have you learned anything from the podcast about why people think you're hot?
So I'm not really like talking about myself sure. that much on the podcast. I haven't had any, I had one gay man on the podcast. So mostly cis women for the most part, one trans woman. And it's just like a lot of women being like, I think I hate how I look, but I like it. So
what's the other option?
So, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's just hard being a woman. It's just not fun sometimes, but you know.
What was your first like quarantine hookup? Like
drama. So yes. I usually date older. So
well, I assumed wealthy.
Yeah, I guess
that leans older.
Well, there are some like it doesn't matter, but it's fine, sure. So I was dating, but he was poor. He was poor.
Oh,
you know. So that means I actually liked him. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But he had some really, he had quality. Stop it. There are qualities that make up for the poorness. But he was just like really great, you know. And I thought, honestly, it was 3 weeks of complete bliss. Mm-hmm. And I thought, because I had just had my surgery, so we didn't have sex until, you know, the end of that, you know, because I had to heal in there. I thought like, oh, we're really going to like get married. Yeah. Like, this is the vibe.
This is a relationship based on like, you know, emotions yeah. and love, not on pussy. And
yeah. Then- we're spending so much time together. We're connecting so much. And I was like, he loves doing my laundry. You know, he loves grilling me vegetables. Like, this is the man for me. And then we had sex a few times. And then he like woke me up and was like, where do you think this is going? And I was like, like, what are you just like such a bad mood? Like, yeah, bad.
Like,
you
know? Wait till there's a vaccine at least.
Come oh on. My God. And I was just like, I don't know what that means. He like dropped me off. And then he, like the next day or a few days later, he came over to bring some of my stuff. And he was like, Jade, I think I'm gay. I was like, what? No, damn it. But well, actually, my first reaction was like, so you can still fuck me. Like, yeah. I don't get it. Like, be gay, but love me. But you know, like I, after that, he was like, yeah, I don't really know how to be gay. So I was like, yeah, you're old. Like, it's hard. Yeah. So I helped him with his skincare routine. I like helped him buy a new wardrobe. And then I was like, I can help you come out to your parents. So like, that's what I've been doing lately.
starts with romance and just turns into therapy for him.
I don't know.
That is amazing.
See, there's something real wrong with me.
But like when he tells you, like, I think I'm gay, like what's your first thought like in your head?
No, I seriously was like, so? Like, be gay, but you like me. Why? Yeah. Why? It doesn't matter. But, you know, I do understand sexuality. So, it like, but, like, literally, my first emotion was, like, we get along so well. Mm. The sex was actually good. But, like, he might be bi, who knows. But he, bottom line, he was, like, I'm wanting to date more men and or to try to date men. Mm. And I was, like, you know what? Have fun along that journey. If you ever need a friend, let me know. So, I helped him with his skincare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you consider, like, so if you end up with your, like, dream bisexual, wealthy black man, right, dream guy, who is there a famous black bi guy celebrity? I know, like, a lot of, like, bi white celebs. Okay,
But they maybe in the closet, but there probably are.
Okay. Let's just say Will Smith. Why not?
Sure.
Okay. Ew. You get your Will Smith type who looks the way you would prefer him to look.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, would you be down for some sort of non-monogamy so that you can both indulge? Or would you be prepared to kind of like give up?
I don't know. I was like talking to one of like my best friends yesterday about monogamy because they've been in a lot of like non-monogamous relationships. Mm. And
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
No, you don't know who they are.
Comic?
No, they're not. No, you don't know.
Okay. Look, I'm just being a white guy presuming over here.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, I just was like, I get the appeal to non-monogamy and I would love to just like keep being a hoe forever, but it's just a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of communication. I'm sick of communicating.
Yeah, but you also know like there's a spectrum between like a free-for-all and like we occasionally have like some kind of threesome.
Yeah, but that's still communication.
Yeah.
You have to communicate about it. You have to like come up with boundaries and like be comfortable with things, and there's still maybe not for everyone, but for me personally, I still would experience some jealousy in situations. And I'm just lazy. I don't want to try to get over that shit. So monogamy probably, but like maybe monogamish in a few years, depending on how it goes. Who knows?
Cool.
Who knows?
Well, Jade, you know, thanks for coming by. thanks for indulging the incredibly weird energy I may have accidentally created.
So strange.
I'm so sorry. It was a strange day. I woke up and it was normal. And then it got strange. And I can't control that. But, you know, you're fantastic. I actually first heard you on Hot Mess Comedy Hour. I was like, oh, she's fun. Where can people find you? Where can they follow you? Where they can check out the podcast?
Yeah. So if you want to check me out on Instagram, I'm at OKJadeMarcotte, and my podcast is available wherever you can find podcasts. It's I'm Hot, Right? Question mark. And
as if you don't put those punctuation in, totally different results.
No, it won't come up. It really won't. I searched.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
No, it really won't. And then if you want to find out on Instagram, it's just I'm Hot, Right Pod. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again. I feel like we learned some things.
We learned.
I think we learned. I'm not sure what we got, but we got things. Oh, okay. Why don't you go ahead and say goodbye to everybody?
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, you know, you may not have heard all the weird, awkward energy. It doesn't sound as weird when I listen back to it as it felt in person. But if you want to hear the weirdness, if you want to laugh at how socially awkward Billy can be, especially when he's flustered after like a little bit of a fight with his girlfriend, you can hear that bonus episode tomorrow exclusively on Patreon. And you can get access to that at the $5 and up level. By the way, did you know that we are fast approaching 200 bonus episodes? For all you binging freaks who are like, I wish there was more Billy. There is at patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. But I would love to know what you thought about this week's show. Give me a shout out on the social medias. Make sure you're following me over there. Come follow my Instagram before I lose my Instagram again. Because they really seem to think that me shirtless is nudity. I don't know. I guess I got to get running again. I'm on Instagram at Billy Is Presida. I'm on Twitter where I can show whatever the fuck I want at The Billy Presida. And if you want to get yourself some man whore merch or enjoy some, some fun sex positive memes, go smash that like button on the Man Whore Podcast Facebook fan page. Want to see me get sexy? You want to see me in a place where you can shamelessly flirt with me and tell me all your deepest, darkest desires? Have you ever been like, it would be really cool to like sext with Billy or have some phone sex with Billy, or you know what? Fuck it. I really want to finally see Billy's dick. And I really want to see what it looks like after 4 hours of edging. You can check all that out on my OnlyFans. My Pelosi fans, my Baloney fans, my Lonely fans, the Phony fans. OnlyFans.com/callmebilly. And as always, I love getting your emails that you can send on over to manwhorepod@gmail.com. You just might hear your email on the show. I got to be honest with y'all. I'm starting to get nervous politically with things. They chose not to have a party. They literally said, we're not going to change our party platform from 4 years ago. We're just focused on reelecting this douchebag. Well, I just want to give you a real, real brief reminder. The 2016 GOP party platform. You can find this online on the official GOP party's website. You can read the PDF. I'll give you some page numbers. Like on page 11, they remind us that they want to take away same-sex marriage somehow, even though the Supreme Court told you can't do that. Page 34, they want to reinstate absence-only education. I say not sex education because absence-only is not sex education. Page 35 refuses that sexual orientation counts as sex-based discrimination. The phrase LGBT or LGBTQ is mentioned in the document zero times. Do I need to go on? Do we have to even mention abortion access? Like, it's really fucking bad. Like, I know, look, I'm not thrilled it's Joe Biden either. All right, that was not my top pick. But this isn't about like the better of two evils. It's like the choice between like evil and not that great. And that's a decision that should be easy. Okay, folks, please make sure you are registered to vote. Request your mail-in ballot if you're nervous about going in person to the polls. Please visit votesaveamerica.com. It's a website from the Crooked Media folks, the folks who do Pod Save America, Pod Save the World, etc. What a day. votesaveamerica.com. Please, please, please make sure you're registered to vote. Please, please, please request a mail-in ballot if you need one. It's just too important because he's actually that fucking evil. Okay, this isn't Mitt Romney where like it would suck but wouldn't be devastating to the state of the fucking country. Remember when like Mitt Romney was a scary idea? That was cute. Folks, get out the vote. Don't stop fighting. Rest in power, Jacob Blake. Stay slutty.